Social Security says it will stop accepting bank changes over the phone. The U.S. Social Security Administration will no longer let people change their bank information in calls with the agency, it said on March 12. The Social Security Administration said it is retaining all other phone services, describing reports that alleged otherwise as inaccurate. SSA is increasing its protection for America's seniors and other beneficiaries by eliminating the risk of fraud associated with changing bank account information by telephone, the agency said in a statement. The SSA analyzed Social Security fraud related to direct deposits and discovered that about 40% is related to an individual calling the agency and changing direct deposit bank information. SSA's current protocol of simply asking identifying questions by telephone is no longer enough to prevent fraud, the agency said. People who wish to change their bank account information on record with the SSA have two options moving forward. They can use the SSA's online portal or visit a Social Security office in person to prove their identity and then change the information. These methods align with most major banks. All other SSA telephone services remain unchanged, the agency said. The Department of Government Efficiency, which has been assisting government agencies with rooting out fraud, said on the social media platform X that the changes will be implemented starting on March 29. Social Security is protecting our seniors by ensuring bank accounts aren't changed with little to no authentication, Doge said. Phone services that remain available include changing one's address and phone number, as well as requesting an update on the status of benefit applications. The SSA had already encouraged people to utilize the agency's website rather than call. Social Security goes to retired people, their family members, and people who are disabled, as well as survivors of some deceased people who paid Social Security taxes before they died. SSA has also dealt with fraudsters using its online portal. According to the SSA Office of Inspector General, approximately $33.5 million in benefits for about 20,900 people was misdirected from January 2013 through May 2018 due to changes made to direct deposit bank information through the My Social Security portal. Stolen Social Security numbers are used to claim benefits meant to go to others, Jeffrey Brown, an official with the office, told members of Congress in 2023. A single audit found that criminals used the Social Security numbers of 37 adults to obtain $4.6 million over 5 years. The office and the SSA regularly issue warnings on scams, including highlighting that the SSA typically communicates with people via mail.